It takes almost no time at all. There's a red dome tent pitched next to a small stream running into a pond. The campers left a few scraps from a picnic on the ground outside the tent, but inside, it's a brown bear jackpot.
I'm Claire Turner. I'm the bear manager at the facility. So we baited the tent with fried chicken, peanut butter sandwiches, hot dogs, and some apples and oranges.
A regular picnic.
Real picnic, yeah.
Three adult brown bear siblings, Baloo, Lucky, and Toby, each weighing between 600 and 800 pounds, are released into the habitat, a former concrete clarifier tank from Sitka's pulp mill. The female, Toby, approaches the tent cautiously, browsing some of the fruit and other offerings on the ground nearby. Then it's all over. She's on the tent and her brothers join her. In literally seconds, the bears tear the tent to rags. Tenny Bent is an education specialist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. She does this messy camp exercise in schools in Juneau and Sitka, but in Sitka, she gets to use real bears.
In the past, we've just set up a campsite behind Keep, and we show the kids the tent, and we make a messy campsite, and then we go back into the classroom, and that's it. And so this way, we were actually able to show what would happen if they left a messy campsite.
And did the lesson hit home?
What's your name?
Jaden Patrick Barker.
What grade are you in?
Fifth.
Are you going to keep chicken in your tent after watching this?
No. Not at home.
During the demonstration, other ADF&G staff have set up video cameras to capture the exercise. They'll give the tape to Sitka High School students to prepare a bear safety TV commercial. After the fifth graders have piled back into the buses and gone back to school, they set up another tent in a smaller area set aside for three black bear cubs, Smokey, Bandit, and Tulian, who were orphaned in Juneau and Seward in 2013. Then they sit back and watch. This too will go into the video.
Score. Granola bar.
The black bears, which weigh from 150 to 200 pounds, take a little more time as they devour the dog kibble and grapes inside the tent. They're playful. They pull apart the tent poles and chew on the bungee cords. They wrestle a bit, but eventually the tent is shredded and they stretch out among the ribbons like tired puppies.
My title is Executive Director of Fortress of the Bear. Now, what that means, I have no idea.
Les Kinnear used to be a hunting guide. He hunted bears, among other things, in the Alaska Range, and says one of his fellow guides, especially, was notorious for leaving a messy camp.
So it was kind of a toss-up, you know, whether a bear had been there or not. The only way you could really tell was if the skillet was clean, you knew it was a bear.
This kind of education outreach was in the plan when he and his wife Evie took on the project of converting former mill structures into a 60,000 square foot bear habitat 8 years ago. But there is still more to the plan.
It's all part of the ongoing process. We hope someday to expand and create an area where we can bring the next generation of orphan cubs to raise remotely until they're big enough, fast enough, strong enough, smart enough to take care of themselves, and start a pilot project here in Alaska, putting them back in the wild where they belong.
That won't happen for these animals, unfortunately. The Fortress of the Bear sent triplet brown bear cubs to the Bronx Zoo in 2009 after their mother was accidentally killed by police in Sitka. Another orphan black bear cub went to a wildlife sanctuary in Texas in 2010. But these bears will live out their lives here, maybe up to 30 years, according to state biologist Phil Mooney, who orchestrated today's demonstration. He believes these bears remind us of our role in creating orphaned and captive bears.
If they were really as violent as some people would believe, we'd have a lot more people and taking beds at the community hospital. Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, the Fortress Bears will do this job over and over again for students. And sooner or later, Mooney says they'll figure out that a tent just means fried chicken. But that shouldn't reduce the impact of this lesson in the least.
How does this fit into the state budget?
I had a really good deal on them when I was down in Boise, and I thought, I'm buying two tents.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.